Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for June 2015. First, let's talk about the Moon. New Moon this month is on the 16th of June, and Full Moon on the 2nd. So the best time to look at the Moon through a telescope is between the last and first quarters, at any time in the middle 2 weeks of the month. This is because you want the Moon to be lit by the Sun from the side rather than full on as it is at Full Moon. And that's to illuminate the sides of mountains and craters so that you can see them better by providing a better contrast. June marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season. These rare and beautiful clouds are the result of the Sun shining through the very high ice crystals after it has set from the point of view of the observer, and they appear to be ghostly blue-white clouds in the hours just after sunset or just before sunrise. Try looking in the northwest in the evening and the northeast before sunrise. Now on to the planets, and we have a real treat this month. Venus and Jupiter are gradually approaching each other and will reach their closest or conjunction on the 30th of June, when they will be just 21 arc minutes apart, and that's less than the apparent width of the Moon. Mercury is best seen at the end of the month, just before sunrise in the constellation of Taurus in the northeast. Venus continues to shine like a beacon around sunset, and you really can't miss it at magnitude minus 4.2. When viewed with binoculars, you'll see Venus as a crescent, just like the Moon. Do of course make sure that the Sun has set before using binoculars in this way. Jupiter is the other bright object visible around sunset at magnitude minus 1.7. And as always, look out for the four Galilean moons. Finally, Saturn, with its magnificent ring system, is best on show at the start of the month, around midnight, when it will be quite low in the sky in the constellation Libra in the south. Now, Mars and Uranus are not visible this month, but Neptune is there if you know where to look for it. There are no notable meteor showers this month. Besides, with the longer days and shorter nights, it will be very easy not to see them. However, look out for the meteors in the moonless sky in the middle of the month from the June Lyrids. Won't be many of them, but 8 an hour. And now, as usual, on to Constellation Watch. This month we are well and truly into the summer constellations. The Cygnus family that I talked about in an earlier podcast, Lyra, Delphinus and Sagittar, and the summer triangle formed between the three bright stars Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra, and Altair in Aquila. The Milky Way is not best placed to view at this time of the year, not only because of the brighter sky, but because the Milky Way is currently lying flat across the eastern horizon. However, there are some nice double stars to look at. The widest separated double star system, as seen from the Earth, may be found in the handle of the plough, the second star in from the end. If you have average eyesight, you should be able to make out two stars simply by looking at it. These stars are called Alcor and Mizar, Mizar being the brighter of the two at magnitude plus 2. With binoculars or a small telescope, there are two other double stars worth looking at. These are Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, and Albireo in the tail of Cygnus the Swan. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for July's highlights. Bye for now.